Ring Abba, come back, Barre, come back, Valle. Nam can singing, I don't know, Nam Kajunze, you mean. Cut in singing, I don't know, singing me about Tavan Joyce's also.
The fifth chapter deals with the examination of the elements, and the verse cited here reads, prior to the traits defining space, there could not be the slightest space existing. If it were there before its characteristics, it would follow that it had no characteristics.
Kama demba trapare, samuyere, lamna, tene tela, kama demba madrupa, ranginje madrupa, kekogudo, tisena tene, kama ranginje madrupa, kepare, so on dikas of namka, namka kam, rangang over madrupa temba.
The Madhyamaka masters taught. The emptiness of all entities, the emptiness of all phenomena. Those who assert material existence of things and cling to it as real say, this is not so. Things are not empty because there are elements such as the element of earth, the element of water, the element of fire, the element of air, the element of space, which exist with their own makeup, and since they have this natural existence with their own essence, they exist, to which the Madhyamaka proponents respond that these five elements do not exist with a natural makeup of their own, and each of the elements is taken up one by one and examined. Here it is the element of space that is being examined for lack of true existence.
Tela tan jowa yata nam ke tsini yana sahin tepa sahin tsini Sajin sikwa mien tini, linjin hirwa chuyin tini, yangjin yuwa longin tini. Dini, tongjin gongje ba, madre ba namkin tini.
So to look at the defining characteristics of the four main elements plus space, being hard and solid are the characteristics of earth. Being hot and burning, hot and able to burn things, is the characteristics of fire. Being moist and cohesive are the defining characteristics of water. And being light and volatile or movable are the characteristics of air. And being empty and not clothed in anything or not covered by anything or unobstructed are the characteristics of space.
Anything
which is hard and solid, it follows is earth. that which is hot and able to burn things, anything that is has those characteristics follows it is fire. Something which has the properties of being moist and fluid, or moist and cohesive, it follows that it is water. And that which is light and volatile must be air. And that which has that which is unobstructed and which cannot, which does not block one's touch, or which cannot be touched, as follows is space.
Dina tan jungwa ye te jungwa yam kanga po te kunzo tan do nang tan do yo na yang yang tak pat den bar ma to par re tene den bar ma to pa mran yin je ma to pa jun chin de gombo lo drop je je pe drop de song bar re.
In a relative context, one can say that these four elements plus space exist, purely relatively speaking, but genuinely or correctly seen, they do not truly exist. And this lack of true existence is demonstrated and established through logical reasoning by the protector Nagarjuna.
Dene ta namkhen chenyi mede pare nga chu mege wangpo dan zog ge parta la dibji me me pa te namkhare dibji yo na dene dibji te namkhamare.
So to look at the characteristics of space, they are basically the lack of anything blocking or the anything cloaking or covering. If there is something if there is something covering or clothing an area, that is not space.
Then that nam can say it, tong ba yin ba, gong ye ba, gong ye, say it, lam, lakban de pasun rona, then he, kawain and rot, gosa, gong ye ba, gosa ye ba, tong ba yin ba, zukin ding obo me ba, then he, nam kal and nam don porna, nam don royaka gosa and do kagamado, gong ye ba, medipa, zook ten and medipa. で、なんかで。東京根治ら、めでば、南京千里で。春さて、てれ民からせぐれ、春さ、民南かせぐれ。千里でかれれ。千里で、かんばなんがなんかたわて。千里で、かんばなんがなんか。あ、てね。ぼんばなんがなんか、ぽっぶなんがなんかとんば。てんらおて、せらばてん千里で。
So the defining characteristics of space are that it is empty, that is to say, it has no physical form, and it is unobstructed, which means that if one moves one's hand through it, one's hand does not is not obstructed by anything, does not touch anything. So for example, an airplane passing through space would not be obstructed by anything. There's nothing stopping it from moving. So that is the next characteristic of space. And third is that it is not it is not obscured by anything. It is not clothed by anything such as form. So those are the characteristics. Then what about the definiendum? That is, so that was the definiens, that which is to be defined, consisting in the defining characteristics themselves. Then what about the definiens, that which in other words, that name which is used to describe what one has defined, that name is space. And then a specific example of what has been defined would be a space within a house, or the space found within a bumba, cup, in a cup or in a jar. So these, in analyzing this subject, one needs to consider all three of these: the defining characteristics, the name which is used to point to what has been defined, and the examples illustrating what has been defined. So what constitutes the definition here involves these three aspects of that which is defined, being in this case an emptiness which is free of obstruction and is not clothed or obscured by anything, and the definiens, or that which is used as the name describing what has been defined, is space, and the particular instances illustrating the point, or illustrating particular cases of what has been defined, would be represented by such cases as space within a house and so on. So one needs all three of these aspects. So the process of defining involves the basis of designation for the names, as well as these three aspects of the excuse me, these three aspects of the definition, namely the traits. Yeah. The defining traits, the depicting name, and the base of the definition in the form of a particular instance of something being defined. So then, to look at what is stated in the verse, prior to the traits defining space, there could not be the slightest space existing. So if space were there, but it were there before its defining characteristics of being empty, unobstructed, and unclothed, then one would be in the absurd position of a particular instance of space, like space within a house, not having the characteristics of being empty, unobstructed, and unclothed. So if that which is to be defined, if that which is to be defined, namely space, since that which is to be defined, namely space, cannot be there prior to its characteristics, and since the characteristics which define space could not be there prior to the space which it is defining, the two of them exist only in relation to each other, in mutual dependence to each other. And if it were the case that space, the space to be defined, could be there before its characteristics, or if the characteristics could be there before the space which it is defining, then the a particular instance of space would be devoid of the very characteristics which define space. So, for example, the space inside of a house would lack the characteristics of space, and therefore the two, that which is to be defined and the characteristics defining it, can only exist in mutual dependence upon each other. They have no existence from their own side as a truly existent entity. So if we relate this argument to fire, if the defining characteristics of being hot and combustible, or hot and able to burn something, were there prior to the fire which they defined, or if the fire being defined were there prior to the characteristics of being hot and burning which define it, then and a particular example of fire, for example, a sandalwood fire, would not be able to exist. And therefore, so the conclusion then is that fire cannot exist from its own side as something in and of itself. So to look at how water does not exist with its own makeup, since if the defining characteristics of being wet and cohesive are not present, there is no water. And if that which is to be defined, namely the water, is not there, there will be no defining characteristics of something being wet and cohesive. And therefore, the particular case in question, namely water as such, does not exist with its own makeup. To associate this with, to relate this to air, since the thing being defined, namely air, is not present prior to its defining characteristics of being light and volatile, then the characteristics which define it, being light and volatile, are not there prior to the air which it is defining, and therefore air has no makeup of its own.
Long hippe ming dang, long dahi ni, tuna drova re, tuna drova yimbe seno, tene rangang ovo marabu.
And therefore, the name air and the base of designation for that name exist only in mutual dependence upon each other. Neither of them exists from its own side with its own natural makeup.
Salajana saitini saikin tepara sawatan tepa sapo yopa tikpo yopa. Tini santing naruto tsunza sane yumai tsunza saying naruto tini santer yumai teser saying yin.
To relate this to earth, the defining characteristics of earth are being hard and solid, hardness and solidity. Since that which is being defined, namely the earth, is not there prior to its defining characteristics of hardness and solidity, and the defining characteristics themselves are not there prior to what they are defining, namely the earth. Therefore, earth has no constituting nature. If we relate this to samsara, the defining characteristics of samsara are ignorance and delusion, or mong is a synonym for ignorance. It literally means darkness, like mental darkness. So if we translate it literally, prior to the defining characteristics of mental darkness and delusion, samsara, which is being defined, does not exist. And since that which is being defined, namely samsara, does not exist prior to... since that which is being defined, namely samsara, does not exist prior to mental darkness and delusion, which are defining it, therefore samsara is merely a set of interrelated or interdependent connections.
Tene moye tene na hin ton ko ba se re teme lo la ma ke ba ton ko ba ina te ku pa la cha ku ma re ku pa la ma cha na yin chita moye tene li ga re na hi ton ko moye tene se te la ja na na hi ton ku ma ru to mo na chung se yo ma yi chung sa moye ma ru to na hi ton ko yo ma yi te se ra mo yang ten
Prior to, now we're relating this to humans, so the defining characteristics of humans are the ability to speak and to understand the meaning of things, or the meaning of what is said, and this definition does not apply to those who are mute, are not able to speak, but in general it applies to humans. So we can say prior to the defining characteristics of a human, namely being able to speak and understand the meaning, there that which is being defined, namely being human, does not exist. And prior to that which is being defined, namely human, the defining characteristics of being able to speak and understand meanings do not exist. Therefore, humans are mere appearances.
This is not a kanga ranginje, kanga, kanga yang ranginje mato pare. Oma pala kanga denba trop, chutamche tongbar mente te, kanga denba trop sesi lamna, kanga yang denba mato pare.
So that establishes the reasoning for why the five elements do not exist with a substantial nature of their own. So if one thinks that it does not follow that all phenomena are empty because there are five elements having their own constituting nature, this is not so. This has now been disproved.
Then the Gomba Kapso Kanga Ranginja Madhupa Jumchenla Shirapcha Chepa Se, then the Kanga Ranginja Madhupa Nyabrajabu.
So during the meditation, one analyzes the five elements with one's prajna, with one's knowledge, and thereby discovers their lack of substantial nature. And then rests within that lack of substantial nature.
Ta rabzi trukpan doi cha dang chakpa takpa re. Doi cha dang chakpa takpa le, hinji rabdu trupe se tate nidu yang do tam. Tate ngopo ma dope, hinji ngopo ro manjo chisab.
So then the sixth chapter contains the following verse, which deals with an analysis of desire and the one who has the desire. The desire and the desirous one. And the verse reads, since these, referring to desire and the desirous one, since these are duly proven simultaneous, would you not want them separate as well? Since things have not been proven separate, they are not proven simultaneous.
Tandi jumsin karasana ndoicha te semsongre, semlin somare, chakpa te tso semre, yang tso sem tang kanza nigal yarnago. Penan ndoicha che sena, ndoicha cheva pusare. Tata che tangore. Tisena ndoicha tang, ndoicha cheva pu kanza ni de tune trobare. Doicha lam karse doicha mina kanza de chakin doya togumare kanza de chakin kanza chakin lamatu na doicha yan yo mare doicha tan chakin ni tun trobe sema tene tanda doicha tan chakin yin je ma trobe
the So to look at desire, it is one of the 51 mental factors or mental derivatives, that is to say, it is a factor which arises from or derives from mind. So it's called a mental derivative or a mental factor. And then the one who has the desire, that refers to principal mind. The term principal mind, the main set of consciousnesses. So the one who has the desire is principal mind. The desire itself is a derivative of mind. And one does not find that the mind which has the desire separate from the desire which is possessed. The desire and the mind possessing it exist only in relation to each other. One would not have desire without a mind having it. One would not have a mind. one would not have a mind having desire if it didn't have any. So the two can only exist in mutual dependence upon each other, and together. The mental derivative and the mind constitute the individual. But since the individual having the desire and the desire itself can only exist in mutual dependence, one can say desire has no natural makeup, has no substantial nature.
Docha young and maybe said, Nika Rang Yin may buy.
Since the desire is not there previous to a mind having the desire, and since the one having the desire is not there previous to the desire, neither of them exists with a nature of its own.
Docha chakin la tuhin, chakin yang docha la tupe, nika ten yong nang zain, rangin ngobu tropa dorsam.
Dampu docha.
Docha chakin la tuhin. Chakin je kanza la tuba. Docha chakin la tuba. Chakin docha la tuba. To drop Nansam Matopa Mu Tropa Torsam Otin Dixuma
Mu Tropa Nansam
Dorsam
To drip nong some matopa, mo drip a dulsam.
I thought that is. You have a tin.
Since desire is there in dependence upon the individual having the desire, and since the individual with desire is there dependent upon the desire, other than a mere appearance which is mutually dependent, other than a mere mutually dependent appearance, there is not even an atom of something existing with a constituting essence.
Malam to Deutsche Lutte, Chakin Yagre, Chakin Lutte, Deutsche Yagore Mato, Nansan Mato, Mene Yomare, Tendaway. They gained the new moon Tamte Kangalajasu. Control last of our Kangalajas.
So for this reason, that since the desire and the one having the desire only exist in this relative dependence upon each other, it is like the situation in a dream. In a dream, someone who is desirous, a passionate person, only exists in relation to having desire. And the desire in the dream only exists in connection with a passionate person. And therefore, it, other than being a mere appearance, there is nothing actually there with an essence, with a solid essence. And the same...
So
just as these are cases in which all phenomena are merely names and mere imputations through concepts. So the Madhyamaka masters say that any sort of phenomena whatsoever, other than being a mere collection of names which have been designated through concepts, it is necessarily established that there is no, there is nothing existing with an essence of its own. There is not even a single atom having a substantial nature.
Take the tomola jana, tomola tute, tomokinta, tomokina tute, tomok yakusena, tomok and tomokina, ranking over madoba.
So if we relate this to stupidity, it is dependent upon stupidity that there is a stupid person. And independence upon there being a stupid person, there is stupidity. And therefore, neither of these exists with a constituting essence making it something in itself. So one has
this and a nika madopa mamepa. Hirabian tape mamepuri.
So there has to be someone there having the stupidity in order to speak of someone as being stupid, and if the stupidity is there, then there is someone being stupid as well. So neither of these exists on its own side, separate from each other. They are said to be non-existent. They do not provide an object of focus, which means that even if one were to apply one's prajna, one would not be able to find either as something separate from each other. So if we apply this to anger, we'll present this in the form of a syllogism. Given anger and an angry individual, these do not exist genuinely because they only exist in dependence upon each other, since the anger exists only in relation to someone having the anger, and someone having the anger exists only in relation to the anger. An angry person exists only if there is anger present, and therefore they do not exist with a substantial nature of their own. We could also apply this to jealousy and a jealous person. So since there is no jealousy existing, if there is not a jealous person there having it, and one would not be a jealous person if one did not have jealousy, the two exist only interdependently, and neither of them, then therefore, neither of them exists. Both of them are empty. Relatively speaking, there is a mere appearance, as in a dream.
Tado semnam manthong na, tado jin nan thong manju. Tado semnam manthong na, tado ka sem thong manju. Tado semnam manthong na, tado jin nan thong manju. Temi thong manju zhe. Tado jin nan manthong na, tado thong manju manju. No.
This is then presented in a verse which says, in which Rinpoche says, if one is not able to see the mind, if one is not able to see the jealous mind, one is not able to see the one having that jealousy either. And if one is not able to see the one who has the jealousy, one will not be able to see the jealous mind either, and therefore both are only names. So as far as the first line goes, if one is not able to see the jealous mind, it means you of course cannot see a mind. Mind has no solidity, has no form. You cannot see a mind. You cannot see this jealous mind, and therefore you do not see the jealous person. What do you mean you don't see the jealous person? You see the form. You see the form of the person. And based on the form and the signs that that form is demonstrating, you then deduce that there is jealousy. But this is an inferential conclusion of your concepts. It is not something you are seeing with your eyes. Both the jealous mind and the jealous, the one having the jealousy, are names that one is applying conceptually.
These are not Tado than Tado Jinsijite, Ming Zan, the Tokwe Takpa San Remato, Yang Takpa Madover.
And therefore, the jealous mind and the one having it are just names which are applied conceptually. They do not truly exist, or they are not actually established as existing.
No. No.
It is the same in the case of pride and someone having the pride.
So,
If one is not able to see the crowd mind, then someone having the proud mind is just a concept. And due to this, ordinary beings are deluded or become confused. But since one is not able to see the proud mind, and the one having the pride is just a concept, realized beings are not confused.
Pena ngajar je sem te gong nam chi je zong to gum do thong to gum do ngajar te mandong yin do kanza te ngaja chin do ngaja chin ri sambat te so si che bin nam do tro ba re malam na yin nam do tro ba re ma to yang ta par am thong tam ba ngu rang ngu ngajar ta ngaja chin ni ka ma do ba re
So when the proud mind itself is not something that one is able to see through one's sensory consciousnesses, and therefore to say there is a proud person is just a name that one is associating with that person based on one's own thoughts. As in a dream, where one might see the form of someone and have an idea in the dream that due to the signs that this form is demonstrating, there must be a proud mind behind it. But in the dream, that would be merely a string of names conceptually designated, and there would be no proud mind being seen, and therefore no proud person being seen. There would be just an activity of applying names.
In jase khyaba le chunju khirab le bile nyu mba ne yola yang mndu mne wangbu teng na yang mndu yoda wangbu bala yang mndu gan na yang ma me pe se na nyu mo ra ye me par su ba
There is a verse by Shantideva in the Bodhisattva-tara in speaking about afflicted states of mind, kleshas, which analyzes these in terms of their position, their location, and goes into the point that the afflicted state of mind is not located in the object that one is afflicted with respect to, nor is it located in the faculty which is perceiving that object, nor is it located somewhere in between, and therefore it has no actual location. So there is a verse describing this in meter, but here Rimshe has just given the sense of it.
Tajur ko na meto la mikpe, meto la khenpen docha chuchi, rangin ki mite, docha te meto ke ten la yami, wangpu ten la yami, tenye je pala yami, madrubase. Ote. Tiksunga?
Tiksunga. To give an example in syllogistic form, given desire due to attachment to a flower, it is not really constituted. It has no real existence because that desire is not located within the object of desire. It is not located in the faculty perceiving the object, nor is it located somewhere in between. And therefore, it has no substantial nature.
Then they got to throw the linchic city, the chat, the chapkin, linchic, the tropa, chick, the tropa, the tadel to go window, Tade in but the link to go gogundo, this and the chat in the ne link it to by Yamare, Tade and to by Yamare, and the car running him out of it. Takes one?
No. So in the verse that has been presented here in the text, the main terms are simultaneous and separate or discrete. And the meaning of simultaneous there is of two things existing as one. So they become the same. Existing at the same spot in time, they would have to be the same. They have to be one thing. And establishing them as being simultaneous in the sense of having the same identity could only be done in relation to establishing them as separate, since being one can only be established in relation to being separate. And since one does not find a simultaneous existence, which is anything other than a comparison to separateness, it does not exist with its own nature.
Pena mo jadan tong la sopa de tade re sana, mo jadan tong la sopa de tade in bejun zin kar sulutugulo. Mo jadan tong de re ne tade ino, re ne tade in sana, re ne tade indu. Tene re ni chik re ni chik yang chik yinba ta tade yinba nika chagre. Ma jate ma mambo tade yinsa na ma mambo tade yinba te kare le te ore yin le te gogudugay. Pena ma nga rabo che yona ma nga po te tade yinna tade yinba te tene uila ma che yo so yela ma ye yona. Mangbo de tade insana, Mangbo rerini tade inam. Mangbo rerini tade ina chick tamje tade chag.
Mangbo
rerini tade ribe. It's a tade name, everybody. Mamambo ting also, Mamambo do de tade resana, rerini tade ibe. Rerini tade ina, rerini. Machik deso kanga tadere. Tene machik mare tadere. Ching mare tadere. Tade mare chik.
So, I'll try. So the question is, how does one figure out whether we are talking about separateness or oneness? If you have a group of 100 people or 1,000 people, on whom does it depend whether they are separate or single? If you take each one of them, one by one, you would say they are single. But since you're talking about 100 people, you say they are separate. That's probably not it. Let's take five people. So if they are separate, five separate people, then one could, for example, have one of them in the middle and four others around them. Then in dependence upon the four others, one could say there is one in the center. In dependence upon the one in the center, one could say there are four around. So if you take the whole group, then calling them separate is only in dependence upon each of them being taken separately, in which case you're looking at one. Each of them separately is each one. So each of the one, each of the units is established in relation to the group, and the group is established in relation to the units. So one cannot have either of them separately.
Ko tade yinpa de mo gopyo le tu go gano. Mo gopyo le tu ne tade yin go de tu nrop de. Mo gopyo le tu ma kuba jik le tu go na, jik so le tu go gano. Ten rabo ta na, tene tade ma rop. Mo gopyo na ne, gopyo koku na ne, jik le tu go la, yin la tu mu kuba. Tade yinpa de jik le tu go ba, yin le tu mu kuba junzi yo ma re, ganga le tu go gano. Ganga la tu go na, tene ko tade yinpa drop tu go yinwa. Yang ko tade yang re, jik yang re. Ko korang ni jik re, yenda la tu na tade re. Don drop te mo gupju na ni, rangu la tu na rang jik re, yin la tu na tade re, yin a tu sa mo gupju korgo la tu go gondo, tetar jie na tene, tanda, Tade madobare, tade madobe che yang madobare. Yeah.
So if we take this group of 100 people, if they are discrete, separate people, then how does one establish that? You could take one of them and say, this one is separate in relation to the 90 others. so one only establishes the separateness of the one in relation to the group of 90. So when you take a particular individual out of the group, then seen from the perspective of that person, he or she himself would be separate. But when you look at the whole group, then you cannot establish the separateness except in relation to the group. So since there is... Yeah. In relation to the person himself, that person is one. And in relation to the group, that person is separate. Yeah. So the oneness and or the separateness of that person did not exist except when you as a comparative norm.
Ki kona la lin jik ne ba yomare, ni me pisa na lin jik ne ba yomare, ni so so yin na yang lin jik ne ba mewari. Jik jik pu la lin jik ne ba mewari, lin jik ne si ji te ni la so pa yin jik ne. Jik jik pu la lin jik ne ba mewari yang. Tene yang tade yin na lin jik ne ba mewari. This is not linking neighbor such as the mother. Linji neighbor chichi yang takbar me de chikona la ni may be linking neighbor me la ni yena tade yin be linking neighbor me. Then linking neighbor such as the mother. Yeah.
Another way of approaching this would be in terms of the way the terms are used in the text of simultaneity or discreteness. And if there is only one there alone, then one cannot speak of there being a simultaneity. And if there are many there together as several things, as several separate things, then one can also not speak of them as being simultaneous, because for them to be simultaneous, they would have to be one. And in being separate, they are not one. So given one thing alone, it cannot be simultaneous, because there are not two. And given two things, they cannot be simultaneous because they are not one.
Dina ta chu tan de mlam ta bare mlam do so so le ne pa yin yo ma re ngene jik de ne pa e lin jik ne pa yin yo ma re nang sam ta ten da wala ta ji.
So if we consider all phenomena, they are like a phenomena experienced in a dream, where there might seem to be several things there as being separate, but if they are there as separate, they are not one thing, and if they are one, they could not be separate. We should examine this carefully in connection with all phenomena. The seventh chapter deals with the examination of birth, arising, staying, and disintegration, and is described in the words of the text in the following way. As with dreams, and just as with illusions, and as it is with cities of Gandharvas, so it is with arising as is taught, and so with staying, and so with disintegration. So if a materialist were to confront the Madhyamakas and say, your proposition about all phenomena as being empty of substantial nature does not follow because there is arising, staying, and ceasing. The Madhyamaka would answer, the Madhyamaka practitioner would answer, arising only comes about in relation to disintegration. Disintegration is in relation to arising, and what is in between the staying is only in relation to an arising and ceasing, and therefore none of these exist with their own nature.
Pena Jeva Tang Jeva, the May 제현다고를
For example, if we take the birth and disintegration of a person and relate this to earlier and later lives, in order to have a later life one, and be born again in a later life, one would have to die. But in order to die, one has to be born first. So death and birth only exist in relation to each other. In a relative sense, one can say they have relative existence, but truly seen, they are not established with an actual existence of their own. They have only comparative conceptual
existence. This This is not the name of Yang Tawar, Jenga Madubri. Yang Tawar Jenga Neba the Tawar.
So if we take any entity. To speak of it as being, as arising and ceasing, can only be established in relation to each other. For example, we take an instant. The arising of a later instant can only be established in relation to the ceasing of a previous instant. And since they do not exist separately, but only as comparative terms. They do not exist with their own constituting essence. Each of them would not be able to exist by its own power. Neither of them would be able to exist without dependence upon the other. And therefore, in reality, or authentically understood, they are all things are free of arising, staying, and ceasing.
The net young Tabar Jeva mean a kunz of the Jesser Caresana, Tape Sondigon temper. Malan Chigin, Jomangi, Tresetron Chigin, Dosomer. Malan Chigi, Jetawa Yin, the Jengazogri, Tresetron Chetawa Yin, the Jengazo. Malan Chetawa Yin, the Jengazova, Joma Chetawa Yin, the Jengazova.
Since it is such that things do not really arise, stay, and cease, then how is it that they seem to do so in a relative context? And that is what is described in the text when it says, as with dreams, there is an arising and ceasing in the same sort of way that there is in dreams. And just as with illusions, there is a rising and staying and ceasing of the illusory production, the illusory phenomenon. And similarly, as the cities of Gandharvas, any arising, staying, and ceasing that seems to occur is like the arising, staying, and ceasing of a city of the Gandharvas, a castle in the sky.
Mulam Yoma Chigento Chenga Denbar Madrochan Denbar now a tokwese nam dokto. This is Namdo to by hit. Higugun. Namdo to by Higugun.
To say this in verse form, just as in dreams and just as with illusions, arising and ceasing do not truly exist, and yet from the point of view of one's concepts they appear to be true. Therefore destroy this delusion that goes with the concepts.
Antes ta da narabzi jebam sepa pota le takpare sepa pota le takwale sepa po le tin si chen le jan sepo tinyi la tin yuwa ma to pa drupa jona ma to ngo ki sao so drupa jona ma to.
The eighth chapter in the text is an examination of agent and action. So in examining agent and action, the text says, agent is dependent on an action. Action too on agent must depend. And other than their manifesting thus, one sees no grounds which prove that they exist.
Le sepa pota le ni kunzo to mlam ta nang chang du yo na yang yang ta par le da sepa po ni ka ma do par jum sin kar re le sepa pote le la tu go gun do le ya sepa po la tu go be se na ram ne ma do par ram ne ma do be se na rang na ngo me par te ne ngo me pe tong.
So agent and action occur in a relative context as a mere appearance, like in a dream, but neither of them can be proven to exist. And that is because you wouldn't have an agent without an action. You wouldn't have an action without an agent. The fact of being an agent depends upon the action. The action depends on there being an agent. And therefore, neither of these exists from its own side. Since neither of these exists on its own side, neither of them has an essence actually constituting it. And therefore, each of them is essentially empty. Why does the author present this argument in the first place? It is because the opponents of the Madhyamaka system say it doesn't follow this whole proposition you have that all phenomena are empty, because there are agents and karmic actions, to which the Madhyamaka proponent responds, this so-called agent and action you are talking about only exist relative to each other, and therefore do not exist in themselves, of themselves. They cannot be proven to exist, since they have no other kind of existence than a comparative one. And if one knows this, then one understands that in reality, or understood genuinely, they do not exist, they have no validity.
Leda sepa po chujin, demba tropam, rangin to trope jumsin, repeche no mantonte. Tendrin nansan yimbe serte. Sepa po yimba, le la tugu ba kangi. Le yimba, sepa po la tugu beset. Oh, tena.
If we present this in the syllogistic form, we could say, given an action and an agent, these do not really exist essentially, because they are mere appearances, they are mere interdependent appearance. Since agent exists only in dependence upon action, and action exists only in dependence upon agent. So if we take the case of a negative action or a wrong deed, a sin, there can only be a sin committed if there is an agent. And for there to be an agent, there must be a sin committed. And therefore, since the two of them exist only relative to each other, they are not established as existing separately. They are not established.
Yang gave a lele to go, eh? Gave a lele to go, Vesena, gave a sepa pumun, gave a toko. Yang gave a imba tian, gave a sepa polo to go, and the caressena, gave a madre pumun, gave a sepa potroko. Nika tuchigla trona, pension chickichigla two persena, then it da sepa pota leran gijamadopa.
Anika. For there to be an agent of a virtuous deed, must have gone before. And for there to be a virtuous deed, an agent must be there. And therefore, neither of them exists, since they only exist relative to each other.
Tetar Tad Nor Dana Leda Sepa Pote Kunzok the Mulam Tab Nang Sam the Tonya Neloga Madubare Nelogam Hilogam Yino Momala Madubare.
So to sum this up in brief, there is in a relative context when examines the basic nature of each, one finds within the fundamental nature of each no proof of existence.
Tene leda sepa po madro pe cheve hirap ti chepe cheta cheya ge cheta cheta junya ke niga sona joma malam jindo joma ta malam jindo nang tan de ye pejum sin la sam ko.
Then to avoid the extreme of nihilism, which one might fall into when one thinks that neither action nor agent actually exists, to avoid that extreme, one should think of the way in which things manifest, like in dreams or illusions.
Malan to Chidoga Nama, the Nang Sanim in a young Momalan, Momakina Dember, Momaki Pokas, the Dember Kimbe, then you ever coach you with Mune Dember Yabanda.
How can it be that things are mere appearances but are experiences if they truly exist? How is that possible? It's like the mere appearances of happiness and suffering in a dream, where as long as one does not recognize that it is a dream, these states of mind, which are mere appearances, are considered to be real. But as soon as you recognize that you are dreaming, you understand that even though they look real, they are not. So that completes the brief explanation for today of these four verses.